Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, along with our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler. They seem to be off the air right now, offline rather. And when they come back, we're at the Captain's America there. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have to offer there. All right. And we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about. And all the different things that she does. Now, good morning again.
Morning.
The White House made a stunning admission yesterday on the Biden impromptu questions and answers as Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, blamed the nature of the media for being the big driver behind the push to say there's a border crisis. Really? Really?
It's almost comical now. I mean, they're doing exactly what Obama did when he took office. He blamed everything on George Bush. So everything is Trump's fault. I think even Governor Cuomo was blaming some of his political problems still on Trump. But, you know, Jen Psaki was doing a podcast with David Axelrod, and for whatever reason, she ended up being probably a little more honest than she wanted to be, I think, because they asked about, you know, Biden taking questions or not, or rather even not taking questions. And it was, she admitted, whether she knew she was admitting it or not, that they had, oh, he takes questions every day from reporters. But for the most part, we tell them, just don't answer any questions.
Yeah.
Just, to, you know, don't just ignore the media.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is the leader of the free world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
well, he has that position. Let's just put it that way. He has the position of being the leader of the free world, and he's not, by really, I would say, admission from his White House press secretary, he's not equipped to be the leader of the free world, much less our world.
Right. I agree. And I agree.
To the point where he can't take questions.
Yep, I agree. Now, there's something else here. The View, and you know they had to really swallow it when they did this one here. The View was reminded the audience, rather, yesterday. They had Maria Bartiromo on, and she told the audience that President Trump was the one who pushed for the vaccines that Joe Biden had done well before he became president, and his wife, too. And you could have heard a pin drop.
Well, I mean, you have President Trump that pushed hard for the vaccine, okay?
Yep.
He lifted all kinds of regulations.
Yep.
And he pushed these pharmaceutical companies and so forth and so on, you know, to, you know, work so hard at this, which they did. Okay. So where does Biden think and Kamala Harris think that they got the vaccine from? Do, you know, do they do kind of a mail order thing from Europe or something?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. It's crazy. By the way, the Tucson City Council yesterday, kudos to them. They approved the largest raise in police history, part of a $30 million package in employee pay increases for the municipal employees of the city of Tucson. Firefighters got a big pay raise, too. About time.
Well, don't forget that DeSantis just gave all the first responders in the state of Florida $1,000.
Yep. And that's very well received. And the police, the fire and the EMS, it's going to go to good use. Believe me, those guys and gals have been working their you-know-what's off, trying to keep everything on the up and up. And that's one of the reasons why Florida has got the numbers we've had, because they've done such a bang-up job on their end.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people say, well, it's the doctors and the nurses. Well, tell you what, it's the first people to get on the scene to determine what's going to happen later. I know.
The doctors and the nurses are not on the payroll of government.
Nope, they're not. And, oh, by the way, one last little thing before we go to break. The ex-attorney general, Eric Holder, has gotten the backing both financially and politically from a Swiss billionaire for his partisan gerrymandering group, which now would be illegal in Florida.
Don't think that the DeSantis team does not have the an intelligence operation going with determining what the operatives of the left are doing and attempting to do.
Yes, sir, buddy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something that I take every day, at least twice a day, and lately I've been taking it 3 times a day to try to get rid of a problem that I'm having here, which is working, but it just takes a little while sometimes to do it. And the reason I take it is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is a problem I'm having right now. And it will even lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. And the best thing about it is it supports your body's healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort, and will help you heal, so which is what you need to have sometimes. And for the people that are out there with arthritis and bursitis and other debilitating things where you have aches and pains and you have to take something to try to get rid of it, this is a drug-free plan that will work for you. It's been working for me and tens of thousands of other people, too. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start that's right there, and you'll know what the rest of us know that have bought this product and are using it, and that it works. And believe me, when you're in pain, it's pretty tough to get out of it unless you get something that works. And relieffactor.com/captain, that will work. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Now, we had a couple of things happen yesterday in the medical front, and we're going to use that for a little Dr. Fauci sighting here in a second. But let me tell you first that Moderna reported that they have positive early results for its booster against the COVID-19 variants, which is probably going to be coming a little bit later in the year.
Yeah, and I think that Pfizer has also said the same thing, that their vaccine is quite effective to the variants.
Yep. And then we had the Congressional Representative Greg Murphy, who happens to be a medical doctor, called on the CDC Director Walensky to resign for putting politics ahead of children with a couple of her ridiculous statements that she's made lately, along with a couple of the actions that she's put out there. So I don't know, but we're getting conflicting reports that almost daily, if it's not Walensky, it's little Dr. Fauci.
Well, they want the CDC director to resign because of the collaboration that she had with the teachers union,
mm-hmm.
In changing air quotes guidance and guidance and guidance and, you know, all this other nonsense. So you can't get the, you know, union people to resign. We don't have any kind of jurisdiction on that, but when it comes to, you know, a government position. So is it going to happen? The answer to that's probably a big resounding no. I mean, if for nothing else, Mayorkas at DHS ought to resign because he's been pretty ineffective. But
All right. This
is our government.
And we had a little Dr. Fauci sighting yesterday, a little Dr. Fauci sighting. And we spotted him yesterday in one of these little red trucks out there, and he was just riding around, and here was where he was. Yes, that's right. Little Dr. Fauci was spotted riding a rescue truck yesterday to learn what it's like to be a real emergency room first responder. Okay, that's my joke for the day.
Okay.
All right, let's take a phone call. Okay, and by this is perfect. We got him on the line. Okay, Mr. First Responder, Eric, what's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, backtracking a little bit to the top of the previous hour, this last hour, you guys were talking about the omission of God on the National Day of Prayer, and it wasn't
yep.
a National Day of Prayer.
Yep.
Now, I could be mistaken. It's one of the commie knuckleheads, either Lenin, Stalin, or Marx, who said religion is the opiate of the masses. And by saying that, meaning if they could get rid of the religion, putting mm-hmm. how to say the spiritual well-being of a higher power and putting that, how to say, directing that spirituality into the state would only make the state stronger. So I just want to put that out there. But you guys are talking about the vaccines and the reports and this, that, and the other. I'm pretty sure you guys understand my position. I think should be a little bit more cautious on this, because if people would read, there's all these studies coming out of the efficacy and safety and efficacy of prevention of transmission, this, that, and the other. The original paperwork submitted to the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine and related biological product advisory committee panel that they presented back in October and December, respectively, for Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine. There was no study. They did not. You read those briefings. There was no indication that they had no idea of what the prevention of transmission and or contraction
yep.
infection rates
they were. They were hoping for the best and praying
right.
for the best. Yep.
Right. Understood. Right. So follow the warp speed logic. Now these studies are coming out. That means that these so-called vaccines are still under investigation. They're
correct.
Still being studied. And what worries me is that they're pushing it on these children now because of this segues into the teachers union.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And it segues into the CDC. I forget her name right now, but don't
Walensky.
Think in my Walensky. Roger that. This is my opinion now. Don't think that the administration is not in on this. Okay, they're going to throw her under the bus because she's the low hanging fruit. She's embarrassing
yep.
them because the emails got out. Now I think that people can call this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I believe on, like, you know, conspiratorial analyst, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. These, the children now are being used as the fulcrum to leverage everyone into getting these experimental vaccines. People can say they're not experimental. They have not received licensure and or approval.
Right.
Those are the official words. Okay, they're still under these emergency use authorizations. They could not get any of this done previously
right.
because of the mRNA,
regulations.
The regulations, yep. potency, and efficacy when it was done with animal trials. And what Warp Speed did mm-hmm. is it all this stuff that's going on now, and if people read carefully, these studies are not will not conclude until early 2023.
That's right.
Which means Warp Speed took that out and now is pushed it to the public, is now the test and evaluation period. That's my opinion. People can look up this on their own. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not, all the disclaimers. I'm not giving medical advice. This is my own personal opinion. But I Warp Speed, it sounds cool, but I, in my opinion, it's one of the things that I don't think President Trump should have been all gung-ho on because of the study protocols that are still in effect and being looked at. But anyway, I appreciate you letting me vent, ma'am and sir, and you guys have a great day and Semper Fi.
All right, thanks, Eric. And yeah, he covered a lot of ground there, and that's all true.
Yeah, it absolutely is true. I will say that pretty much if you read the reports on pretty much every single prescription drug that's out there and even over-the-counter drug, even if you just listen to the TV commercials, if you take something for psoriasis or, whatever. I mean, after you hear the person speak in Mach 7 speed, you go, why would I take that? So, I mean, that's the way it is on pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are where we are. And,
yep.
Not every physical body out there reacts the same way.
No, there are different reactions and different responses. You betcha.
Mm-hmm. There's different effects. Everybody has a different biological template and makeup. So, get it.
Governor Ron DeSantis signed the strongest election integrity law in U.S. history yesterday, and a lot of people are going ballistic over it on the other side of the aisle.
Suing all 67 counties in the state.
Yep. But here's what it did. No mass mailing of unsolicited ballots. Prohibits ballot harvesting by political operatives. It bans the outside influence of third-party organizations like the Zuckerberg Foundation and Eric Holder and his group that he just started up. And we'll have to talk about that tonight on the weekend show. But it's all there. You have yourself a great day. And we're going to have a great discussion tonight on a Redidio. All righty, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website and check out all the different things that she has to offer over there. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is trying to convince Republicans to vote for his infrastructure and jobs plan during a trip to Louisiana.
When you build better roads or extend the train line over to the next town or install reliable high-speed internet, it sparks new life and investment in communities. It gives people hope.
Republicans are showing reluctance at the plan, with the price tag nearing $4 trillion. The president said, though, he is willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Idaho, say that a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. After the shooting, parents were directed to a nearby high school to pick up their children. Police say they now have the girl in custody and that the injuries are not life-threatening. They say they're investigating a motive and also where she obtained the gun. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And I want to give a special shout-out to a great group of veterans that were with me yesterday down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. My buddy Fitz, my buddy Jeff, George was there, and we appreciate all of you. And Kevin was there. I'm sorry I missed you, Kevin. Next time, though, next time. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And I also got to mention Platoon Sergeant John was there, too. And we thank you very much, John, for showing up. All right, folks. Well, this portion of the program, that the military veterans news segment, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you, to teach you how to be an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very skilled, high-paying job that you will have for the rest of your life once you get it. It's that simple. And you can go to work anywhere in the world and be in demand. It's just that simple, too. Now, I ask you to take the tour by giving them a call at 800-659-2080 at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one campus that's in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. They have another one here in Clearwater, which is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. Their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the Pentagon wants to take a harder line on domestic extremism. How far can it go is the question. Pentagon officials are considering new restrictions on service members' interactions with far-right groups, part of the military's reckoning with extremism. But the measures could trigger legal challenges from critics who say they would violate First Amendment rights. Well, yes, one would think that that's a strong possibility. So this one's out until the jury decides. Now, the Air Force said yesterday it called off a test launch of an unarmed Minuteman III nuclear missile at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California after the weapon turned itself off during the final countdown. It just turned itself off, and that was it. Now, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin has rolled back the Trump-era policy on special ops. By that, I mean a change in November elevated the Pentagon civilian overseeing the special operations matters. Now they're going back to the way they were. It'll be a military person that's in charge. So we'll see how that happens. And a Joint Chiefs, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley, is urging greater racial diversity in the military. The U.S. military, he says, must widen opportunity and improve advancement for black service members who remain vastly underrepresented in some areas, including amongst Air Force pilots and the most senior ranks. Now, Taiwan, as you know, has been under siege by China for quite a while. And Taiwan is now fearing a much quieter Chinese threat as the U.S. is warning them of a pending invasion. Now, officials in Washington have sounded the alarm about a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Officials and residents on the island say that that fails to understand the true dynamics of the region if they think that that's going to happen. Well, China wants Taiwan, and they feel, I think, my opinion only, they feel because of the fact that we have Joe Biden in the presidency right now, who definitely is not a Donald Trump. He's a much weaker leader, Joe Biden, that is, that they can get away with something like this. Well, we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, two more B-52s arrived in Qatar, bringing the total number of straddle forces deployed into the region to six as the U.S. continues its withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, we did have to, yesterday, fly in support of the Afghanistan military security forces as the Taliban fighting intensified. We flew some sorties against the Taliban, knocking out some of their positions, at least temporarily. There's going to be more of that until we get the Air Force up and running. So more of everything is going to be happening as we progress. Now, the Iraq's F-16 program is in jeopardy right now because U.S. contractors are leaving key Iraqi bases after attacks by Iran-backed militias. And as you well know, that has some bearing to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, folks, and I played that for the benefit of Wally, who wanted to know about that one. That is everything in a nutshell. You simply make the call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Simply make the call, and guess what? You schedule an appointment. Take the tour. Now, the White House and China are facing a growing likelihood of conflict over the status of Taiwan. I just mentioned that, but I'm going to mention it again. It's a contest that current and former officials fear could lead to an upheaval unseen since World War II. And this could be really bad news for the region and for the countries. Nobody wants to get into a war, let alone a shooting war. Nobody. And there's a lot at stake here. And a lot of people are saying we aren't going to do anything if Taiwan gets attacked by China, if they invade them, like they're threatening to do. And we'll just have to wait and see, because it's not going to be pretty. Now, about two-thirds of U.S. adults bringing the U.S. troops home from Afghanistan by September, according to a new poll commissioned by the libertarian Charles Koch, and obtained exclusively by the Hill publication. We'll see how all of that reaches out. And don't think that China is just operating over in the South China Sea. The top U.S. general for Africa is warning that a growing threat from China may come not just from the waters in the Pacific, but from the Atlantic as well, as there are more and more situations where Chinese vessels are showing up in places where they hadn't been before. Now, as some states drop COVID restrictions, commanders from coast to coast are attempting to walk a safe line, and they are also reducing their mass restrictions at certain bases around the country. The Defense Department also said it has no plans to shoot down and break up the 46,000-pound Chinese rocket hurling toward Earth. They expect it to re-enter the atmosphere on Saturday. They just don't know where it's going to come down. Now, maybe it'll land in the ocean. That'll be the end of it. But you would think if that thing was going to break up and come down and hit some land somewhere, they would want to try to destroy it long before that were to happen. We'll see. We'll see. It's just hurtling back towards the earth. Be back around Saturday. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, they've got some amazing creature comforts they put in these cars now, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Oh, my goodness, does that feel good when you got a bad back? Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. They also honor those that have served their country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership at MossAcura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because that will save you some more money. Speaking of money, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, the guy that watches everybody's money, right, including your own.
Oh, I try. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, we had the National Day of Prayer yesterday, And Joe Biden talked about racial justice, talked about climate change, and didn't say one word, nor did he use the word God at all.
Yeah, Joe doesn't write that stuff. It's just handed to him, and he reads what's on the teleprompter. It's just kind of how it goes. It's not like he's not an off-the-cuff type of a guy. I wouldn't be surprised if he even reviews this ahead of time. Jen Psaki yesterday said that, you know, don't even plan on asking him questions because he's just not going to answer them because we're not going to take them. So that just tells you that a lot of this stuff is all prepped for him.
Yeah, and it's a shame. It's a real shame. And by the way, when he tries to wing it, that's when he gets himself into trouble. So that's why another reason why he's not asking questions. Answering questions, rather. Now, something interesting happened yesterday. Georgia and South Carolina signed bills, their governors there, to pay the NCAA athletes at the colleges for the big-time sports programs, namely football.
Well, listen, the way that they structure the NCAA and how it operates and what it, the limits it actually puts on these kids, I understand it to some degree, and especially sports like football that are as dangerous like football. But let's be honest about this. We're going to have a lengthy conversation that the NFL doesn't have any player development league. They don't have a farm system. You're 18 years old, yet you're still not allowed to go get paid. If you're an awesome football player, you have to go to college. I can understand this to some degree. I can.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's an investor group reportedly led by U.S. Merchant Bank GSV CEO Michael Moe, who is in exclusive talks right now to acquire Forbes for some $650 million.
Interesting. A lot of some of the media platforms are up for sale. I also saw that The Athletic's trying to sell itself and was going to go to Axios, and then that deal fell through and may go to the New York Times. So more consolidation in big media, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, if somebody needs to sell something, I think it would be CNN here pretty quick because they're tanking all the time. They're doing much worse than the numbers rating. The numbers equate to revenue, and their revenue can't be all that high when they keep losing losing viewers.
Well, they're already a part of a larger conglomerate corporation. I mean, it's not, Ted Turner's CNN any longer by any stretch.
Okay. You and I talked about this earlier this week, but there's more states coming aboard opting out of the COVID unemployment programs and instead coming back with some sort of bonus after the people have worked for a month or whatever, giving them a bonus of anywhere from $500 to $1,200, Montana and South Carolina now, two of the states that have opted to do that.
Are getting out of the various different regulations?
Yes.
Now, listen, they're smart because, let me tell you something, I need a vacation. I haven't been on vacation for a long time since the summer before COVID. And it's, work every day, I do some stuff with the kids, and I'm looking around, and, any place asking me to wear masks or asking me to do any of these things, I'm not going. I refuse to go. I'm not going to bother.
Well, come down here.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, as I said, these states are going to be great because for vacation. I didn't see how it works with the hotel. How has it been working down in Florida with the hotels? Are they still forcing people to wear masks or no?
Well, it's optional on the hotel you go to. Some of them are and some of them aren't. So they're not all doing the same thing, okay? It's totally up to the business.
Okay, so you have to check ahead of time.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's how I would look at it. I'm not going to go on vacation and worry about carrying a mask around everywhere and drive myself crazy because I'm up here in New York, and it drives me nuts now.
Now, what is this? Is it Dogecoin? Is that the way you pronounce this? Dogecoin?
Dogecoin, Dogecoin. I don't know. It's completely made up out of thin air.
Well, it's got a market cap right now of $78 billion. Who did that?
Well, people decided to put their money in it. There was a great one. Actually, Bill Maher was making fun of Bitcoin last week on his show, and he described Bitcoin as it's kind of like Tinkerbell's little light. And the if kids believe in it, Tinkerbell keeps the light. Yeah, if people believe in it, it's going to have a valuation. There's nothing there backing it. It's absolutely nothing.
Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds like a wonderful investment. By the way, about 8,300 miles away from Wall Street, on a stretch of Bangalore's main street that they call the Wall Street of India, all of a sudden COVID has caught up with a bunch of Wall Street giants and companies over there, with people coming down sick and nobody able to work their offices.
That's, you know, it's going to be, well, India's got it really bad. And, you know, the issues in regards to the rollout for the vaccine, which is not good also because they also manufacture vaccine in India. So, again, it's a real sad scenario right there. And they've really got to get their arms around this and handle this because it's bad.
Now, there was an interesting poll that came out yesterday from one of our government agencies. It finds that one in six workers are only staying at a job that they have for the health insurance, not because they want to be there.
With the health insurance?
One in six workers polled say that they're staying at an unwanted job that they really don't want to do strictly because of health insurance.
Yes, that's, you know, again, there's more than one way to get health insurance. Plus, you know, for crying out loud, it's practically free for many people because of all the subsidies that are packed in. So I don't understand the point behind that. That's just silly.
Yeah. And, you know, one last little thing before we drift over to some more money stuff. The University of Miami may face a $75 million tab to change a building name. That's a report coming out of there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it was because it was some sort of inclusion thing reading or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's patently absurd. You know, it's nuts, some of the things that these people come up with. And, again, if I was a parent of a student that's going there, and I'm like, I'm spending my tuition on what? Renaming a building?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read this the way it says from CNBC. In an effort to try to stabilize the market, Joe Biden said he would like the corporate tax rate to be between 25 and 28%.
25 to 28%. Again, this only works if they can get all these countries to sign on, which they think they might do, which I don't think is going to happen because countries are going to slip away and take advantage of it. If I was running Italy, for example, and, you know, they said, oh, yeah, all these countries are going to get together, I would say, no, I'm not. I'm going to make my tax rates lower, and I'm going to try to attract businesses to my country. It's called competition. This cartel-type thing that they want to set up with all these countries around the globe, I'm comparing it to the old Soviet Union Iron Curtain days. It's pretty pathetic.
Yep. And with that, here comes the music. And with that, I'll let you go, and I will tell you that I'll talk to you on Monday morning. So have yourself a great weekend up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And remember, his program, Watchdog on Wall Street, is heard on many of these same stations over the weekend. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.